Blog Talk Radio.
Too many hoes, but they ain't you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you're a lady, but at home
you're my fucking porn.
If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out and then come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No.
Not for no 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us. About us. You as real as they come. But you would rather be on them drugs. And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that. You know that. Well, where'd I throw that? You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out to come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No, no.
Yeah.
it, feel it, touch it, ooh. Titties in your mouth, or your tongue, or
fucking shit, I feel you coming, ain't gon' be no running off. A 5'5", I can handle it. You 5'5", I ain't scandalous. You ain't gotta be mine to do all this. Gotta make time for you, that bitch. So I'ma keep it real with ya, real with ya, real with ya. I'm trying to experience, experience, experience. Gotta take me serious, serious, serious. Oh no.
Shit you into, you know. You like it. Dark.
Fucking you deep, taking pics on my phone.
Dark.
Put you to sleep when you wake up, it's gone. I'll violate all the meat on your bones.
Dark.
Your shit gets saucy, I lick till it's gone. I know it tastes like you, dirty. You ain't done this before, but this is what we gon' do, yeah. I can see it in you.
I know what you're
doing. You'd like to not do you dirty, like to not do you dirty, oh. Put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody. You bust it open, I'm loving the show.
Dirty.
Ain't just put in, but for me you a whore.
Dirty.
Both hands and no hands, you get to the job. Dirty. You came for the cream, when I'm close you don't stop. Cause you're dirty. Kiss me, I know it tastes like me. Yeah. Dirty. I'm the nastiest nigga that you've ever seen. Yeah, see something in you.
Yeah.
You like to not do you dirty. Yeah.
I could not do you dirt. Oh, I put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody. So physical, 200 on the dash. Bust that open, no, I want all the smoke. You ain't even gotta ask. When I get to bust all over your body, ooh, 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 ooh. Like when I do you dirty, girl. Like when I do you dirty, oh. Put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody.
Don't you hate me. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I am your host. No, actually, I'm co-hosting tonight. Let me open up my diva's mic. I'm riding side saddle with her tonight. Diva, 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 how you doing, girl? Can you hear me?
Yep, I'm wonderful. How are you, Diva?
I'm good, I'm good. I'm going through a little bit, but I'm good other than that. You know, I'm going to keep that under wraps, but you already know.
I hear you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Steve, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Absolutely. All the time.
Yeah. I know that's right. I keep mine on. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that 1 to participate. We love you, too. Before I continue with the show, I have to give a big shout out and thank you to our illustrious, not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but the CEO of Raw Links. People, listen, you have got to get you some of these Raw Links. These are absolutely exquisite. They have very, very good healing properties and awesome energy. You can actually acquire them over at Raw Links, beraw@facebook.com and on Amazon. But y'all make sure y'all grab some, man. They're beautiful. They really, really are. And he designs them himself. Pretty much anything you can think of, he got you. He got you. All right. Now, I'm going to hand the show over to my diva. Because it's her night tonight. Because I'm interested in this topic, yo.
Yes. It just came to me and I thought, so anyway, the tonight's topic is, what is your idea of the art of seduction? Then how would you seduce your significant other or mate? So, Diva, what do you think about that? What do you think of seduction?
Ooh. It comes in so many forms. You can I think it depends on the person. I have a particular way of you know, it's a game. Just like anything else in life. I have a particular way of seducing and putting into play my art of seduction. What about you?
To me, seduction is a way to get someone to do what you want them to do.
Can you hear me? Diva, yeah. Oh, we might be having some technical difficulties on her end, ladies and gentlemen. But as she was saying, we want to talk about the art of seduction. Oh, her call dropped. Call back in, Diva. Call back in. Got to do this show with you, girl. Come on now. Come on now. Man, I am interested in hearing what you guys have to say about the art of seduction. And how would you... seduce your significant other. I'm very, very interested. I'm going to give my diva a song until she calls back in, and then hopefully we can continue with her, right?
Make it. it look like it's magic. I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you. I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being you. So long when you're all expected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I'ma care for you, you, you. I'ma care for you. We live in a lie. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night.
I believe you got my diva back. You back, diva?
I am.
Welcome back.
I am.
Welcome
I'm back.
Back.
I guess the Black Talk Radio doesn't like me tonight.
You know how she do. Sometimes I think she be getting in her feels. I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she dropping. She be hating.
Exactly.
Play hating from the sideline.
Right. Oh my goodness. Well, anyway, what I was saying about the art of seduction, it's just the use of things, music, lingerie, other type props, foods, whatever, to make your partner or significant other do what you really want them to do, especially, you know, in the ways of sex or, you know, things like that. And I had to ask someone that's very close to me what that was, and they're like, it's just getting somebody to do something that you get, stuck the idea, let them think it's their idea at the end. So, so that's how I feel about it, though.
Okay. Now, well, I talk about it somewhat in my piece, so, you know, I don't want to say everything that I want to say in my piece, but, you know, the art of seduction, I think it's a game of will, you know, and it can be played so many different ways. It could be a touch. It could be a smell, you know, but it's intentional for sure. Because you're setting out, you know, the art of seduction is not just for the person that you are trying to seduce. It's for your your pleasure as well. You know, I know damn well it's for mine because I get something from it.
Absolutely. Well, Diva.
Do you?
My Diva. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But now, my Diva, it's time for you to tell us something delicious about the art of seduction. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Now, I just wrote this about a couple hours ago, so it's no title to it, and it is not that long. But here it goes. My art of seduction is a game of willful play with intentional gain to satisfy my pleasure principle. So if I were to look in your eyes with the intention of living every fantasy I've ever played in my mind, with the energy of longing to taste you, the need to touch your body and have you explore sacred places inside of me, you would feel me. You would think about how my hips invite you to indulge in the worship of an exchanging of spiritual energy. How my lips will write our story within the lines of sweet kisses all over you. All you would have to do is take my hand, and I will be your guide to the deepest pool of the sweetest nectar. Over a terrain of soft brown mounds that mold to your will, and lips that only call your name. And you wouldn't have to always play the gentle lover when I taunt you, because my craving for your taste will be ravenous. You will unchain the beast within when the time is right, because I don't mind. And all it would take is a look into your eyes. And that's that piece.
All right, Diva, listen. You know, there's a line in there that I just, okay. You said, all you have to do is take my hand, and I will be your guide to the deepest pool of the sweetest nectar. Girl, come on now. Come on now.
Yeah, baby. I know it's sweet. I've tasted it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Girl, that was dope.
Thank you.
Man, I should have went first. I should have gone first.
No, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good. No, well, guess what? You won't have to go now. There's no avoiding it. So whenever you're ready, Diva, The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Whose Seduction? There's a fire already going, a blanket in the middle of the floor. I'm in my sexy lingerie when you walk through the door. A bucket of champagne is in the center with every berry one could name. Tonight is our night. Your body is my playground. I have no shame. No matter how the week was or how tired you seem to be, you like the fact I make the effort and that makes you love me more than it ever would seem. It's more than a notion, a dream, maybe about to be one of the greatest stories ever told. This is my seduction. Our song comes on, kissing softly as we slow drag, looking in each other's eyes. You suddenly slide my arms behind my back and start kissing. Licking my neck. Wait, who's seducing who? As goosebumps travel up and down my arms, you know what you're doing, and I'm surrendering to your charms. I softly moan. You laugh a little. You love my responses to everything you do. As the song ends, you whisper, I love you. I say softly, I love you too. Then my hand you take, and I think of the love we're about to make, and let you believe the seduction was your idea. And that's that piece.
Oh, I like that. It lets you think the seduction was your idea. You know, that is a major part of seducing someone, letting them believe that they are doing it to you. Something sexy about it. I like that game.
Well, Diva, are you ready to open these mics?
Ooh, do we have a choice? Yes, yes. I'm so ready. I wonder who we're getting tonight out of this particular personality. We're going to open up this person to a poetic. Hey, Poetic. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hello, Poetic.
I'm doing great. Hey, 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 Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle. Hey, hey, Adrian.
Good evening.
Oh,
oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, I can't stand it. And so,
Dynamic
Poetic.
Ink. Dynamic English.
Well,
I gotta acknowledge your pieces before we start anything, because y'all always talk about how we be bringing it. Y'all bring it every Wednesday and make us feel a type of way. Y'all talking about y'all need y'all water, y'all need that. We need something after y'all be doing these pieces. Let me just tell
you.
Thank you so much.
That's what's up. Yes, yes. But our poetry can't even touch yours.
I don't know who you've been talking to.
We all feel it.
Hey, Diva, did you happen to take notice? I did mention before I opened up his microphone and said, wonder who we're getting tonight. And we addressed him as Poetic, so he didn't deny it. He didn't say anything, so I guess we're getting Poetic tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true, Poetic?
I think so.
I'm definitely getting Poetic tonight.
Ooh. Let me just get my
we like Poetic.
Oh, we love Poetic.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we like Ben, but we love Poetic.
Yeah. He loves you
tell
too.
Us Poetic. Well, Poetic, what is your idea of the art of seduction?
You know, I was thinking about this all day. And the art of seduction for me is different each time. Because there are factors involved, right? Like, one of the main factors is really how much am I really feeling you? How much do I really want you? The higher the level of want increases the level of seduction. I mean, it could be something so simple as just words whispered in your ear. It could be a full day of me sending you subliminal messages to ending the day with like candles and a bubble bath and a nice dinner and a massage. But my ultimate favorite is creating the best playlist to go along for our evening, because I love music. And I just think that your thing will go just as good as your playlist. And may I say, the playlist for this show this evening really took me someplace. And that is seduction on its greatest level. But there's nothing like the art of mental seduction. Oh, my God. If you mentally seduce me, and like Ms. VIP said, you want to let me think that I was seducing you while you were seducing me mentally, baby, we're going to have a great evening. I assure you.
Lord, you hit the nail on the head. You know, music is an aphrodisiac. For me, it is. God. Anyway. Get me started. But you are absolutely right. It's levels to it. But I will say this. Go ahead.
Now I was going to say, because you know, oftentimes, like when you're with someone and you have time restraints, because I don't know about anybody else, but when I was married, there were time restraints on our level of intimacy because of so many things that we had to do, so many things that were going on. So a night of seduction probably could have been reduced to maybe an hour or two at best. But when you plan the whole weekend, and oh my God, I know one week we went on vacation and I planned this whole romantic vacation to this place. I know you're familiar with a place called the Poconos. And for those of you that don't know, the Poconos is a romantic getaway for couples, for lovers. And your rooms do not have windows, but they come equipped with the pool, a jacuzzi, a sauna. And, oh, my God, you could do a lot of things with a week without no interruptions and make it so romantic and allow your art of seduction to truly come through. You really got to be creative.
Ooh, child, them mountains is something.
Yes, indeed.
My diva's call dropped again. I don't think the Blog Talk lady liked her tonight. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's got cool. But you know what? You are right. It's been years since I've been to up in the Poconos. But, yeah, the mountains, that mountain air, for one, is different.
Yes, it's different.
It does.
Man.
It brings about a whole different sensation for whoever is up there. Oh, you back?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing at what nature can do to your level of seduction. It's amazing. It is.
Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing. Because you would think, I'm going to tell you a nice form of seduction is holding hands, walking along the beach in the night brisk air with the moonlight shining.
It's
a different type of seduction. That's an intimate seduction. So it's, man, y'all got me going on this thing tonight. It's so many levels to seduction.
It is.
Y'all make me want somebody right now.
Hey now.
All right, grab the reins, cowboy, because we get your piece first.
Oh, yeah.
Know
my baby
is
there with you.
She's being patient, though. Yeah. Wait a minute, hold on. What you say? What she say? Okay, she says she's being patient. She understands. She already knows that you're coming, so she waits.
See that? She knows
you're
coming.
I'm not coming yet. I'm on the way.
Here we go.
We are ready to hear your piece, sir.
Yeah, I wrote a piece specifically for this show. It's called Art of Poetic.
Right now.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. The art of seduction always begins with the perfect canvas held in seclusion. The seclusion of my arms holding your heartbeat next to mine, while the candles inside my mind become ignited by the flame of your passion. My fingers moving along your curves like sheer obsession, wondering if your mind can feel my thoughts. As the seduction of your wildest dreams become physical thoughts, holding the captive seduced imagery with the chambers of my heart's walls like handcrafted tapestry. I mean, knowing that you are any artist's perfect gift. Making love to your words makes me harmonize with vocal riffs as you look so deliciously delightful. I'm wondering just how good you taste, and I'm very mindful that you are stunning and pleasing to my eyes. I begin fantasizing about kissing and licking your thighs, so I let out a moan from behind my easel. Trying to hold my paintbrush to calculated strokes, but the bulge growing in my pants just yells, and I know she wants me. My artwork of seduction invites a certain moisture so heavenly that it makes me Picasso, Rembrandt, and Da Vinci. I can no longer secretly keep my colorful thoughts to myself because she is so worth me. Telling her not only do I wish to make her come for me, but I want to feel the inside of her valley so we can paint, draw, and create a life-changing experience where you and I ignore happenstance and just lick and suck and just fuck so we can demonstrate our version of the art of seduction. And that's that piece.
Lord have mercy.
Yo.
Diva, you gotta handle this one. I need a moment. Thank you.
I'm still trying to catch my damn breath. Can we get those first couple lines again, please?
Sure. The art of seduction always begins with the perfect canvas held in seclusion. The seclusion of my arms holding your heartbeat next to mine while the candles inside my mind.
That part right there. This is sexy. This is swoon worthy. This is that was delicious. Absolutely delicious. This
delicious. Delectable, all that good stuff.
Do you know a person's words can control your breath? I should have blew a tree before I started this show.
Lord.
Thank you, ladies.
That was truly delicious.
All right. Now, see, she said she's going to be patient. Couple more words, Miss Thang. Couple more words. Poetic, would it be all right if we bring you back in a little bit later so you can give us the rundown for Epiphany?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Now go to your
I'm
lady love.
Speak to Linda. I'm coming right
one,
now.
One love, one
mic. One
mic.
Love,
one love, one mic.
God. See, this is why I'll be, you know what, this is why I'll be apprehensive sometimes about opening up his mic. I already know. I'm going to be left feeling a certain kind of way. And all I can say is I am so grateful for the mute button. The mute button is my plan. I'm trying to tell you. Because that's the only way I can combat poetic. The mute button.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Let's open up this next microphone. Oh, we got a treat. We got us a treat. I ain't heard from this person in it. Yes, yes. I miss this voice. All right. Hey, Janice. How you doing?
Hey,
welcome to the Erotic Love
Zone. Hey, look, girl.
Hey.
Oh, my God. IP, how are you two?
Oh, I'm hey, wonderful.
You,
how are
you?
Miss you. Yeah.
I'm here. I'm in the background. I'm quiet, but I'm absolutely here. I promise.
I know. We see you. We just miss hearing your voice. And your words. Man, your poetry.
I have been writing. This topic, I absolutely just let my pen do what it wanted to do. So I love this topic.
Ooh.
I love writing to it, I should say.
Well, Diva,
my Diva answered for all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Diva, you want to ask Janice the question?
I will. Now, Janice, what is your idea of the art of seduction? How would you seduce your mate?
I'm so sorry. I did not mean that. So... yeah, in real life, I don't have a whole lot of feedback. I really don't. But listening to the three of you talk, one of the things that you said stuck with me as far as it being a game of will, something to that effect. How did you word that? LaPearl and Negra. You said something about it being a game of will, and it was your opening line too in your piece. But it being a game of will just. That made me think about, like, for me, being introverted,
mm-hmm.
it made me think about nonverbal communication and how things like glances and body language kind of exposes those desires before touch. That's kind of what came to mind while I was listening to you guys.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Wait, you're making me go back to what I said. Okay, yeah, I said my art of seduction is a game of willful play with intentional gain.
That, you know? Oh my God, that
that's
line
what it is.
Amazing. That I absolutely could connect with. And then listening to Miss VIP talking about like setting the tone, and you said something about making the effort. And I really like that section in your piece because setting the whole tone and planning a whole experience is everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's in all of that. And all of that is before touch.
Yeah.
All of that is before touch. That's what I love
about
what you guys shared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that right there before touch is where the power builds. Within the game of in the art of seduction, for me, the absence of touch, the physical touch, is such a I don't know how to say it. I guess I can use the word again. It's an aphrodisiac as well, and the draw into that person, but not actually making that contact yet. It just, the build of the desire, the longing for, and my mind is always going. So I always have visions and wordplay in my head that just makes it's like the build up. And then when you finally
make that contact, that skin to skin contact. It's amazing. I mean, I honestly think, you know, I try to prolong it because I feel like there's a shift in the universe when I finally make contact. I can feel it. The energy transfer is so good.
That's real.
It's just, sometimes it can leave you speechless. And that's seductive as well, just listening to the inhales and the exhales, you know, and feeling, oh, God. All right.
I hear you.
But we are definitely, definitely interested in hearing what you brought the dishes for us tonight.
Yeah.
And I know you brought something. That booth of yours is magic. Here, it's like a magic wand. You just
I just finished it too. I feel like it's a little rough, maybe towards the end, because I just finished it. But I got something for you too.
Ooh, all right. Fresh off the press. Got my phone. Got me knocking my phone out my hand. The mic is yours.
Thank you. The artist traces the shadows along the arch of my back, those tightened knots of unspoken truth in varying shades of gray and dark that I can't quite reach. Outlining a sketch with floral hints, penciled in lines with shading, blended with fingertips. Understanding the importance and acceptance of such depth, knowing that without the shadows, all that's left is flat and lifeless. With a softened brush, this artist applies whispers as warm as yellow, spills azure as vibrant as the sky in autumn, and I get to experience masterful technique, the exploration of rising peaks of interest, intent, pouring, encoding my being in a constant flow of touch. A sand brush applies feathered moments and textured streaks of awareness. This is seduction. The consumption of pleasurable size, the artist's signature running down my thighs, and I eventually open my eyes and find that I'm on full display, comfortably framed and golden. Like any good apprentice, I take what I've learned, allowing this lesson to awaken my creativity, to consider how to shape the width and breadth of my imagination. I never thought of myself as a sculptor before, but I'm ready. Could use, but I start by filling my hands with rich, warm clay, coaxing what I desire to form, sliding my palms along its length, revealing textured lines of awareness that sought to be free. We are seductive, productive in all the ways we were meant to be, on full display. My name signed along the base of my artwork, essentially Johnny.
Ooh, diva. That last line gave me life. I'm trying to tell you.
Can I hear the first couple lines again, please? Because this piece is with your wordplay is not there, please.
I forgot to give the title to you. The title is The Artist, and the opening line is, the artist traces the shadows along the arch of my back, those tightened knots of unspoken truth in varying shades of gray and dark that I can't quite reach.
Y'all coming with some serious heat tonight with these pieces. The opening lines are doing it for me. Y'all seducing the fuck out of me. I'm telling you now. I really am. Mm-hmm. I am not. I do not lie to y'all about how y'all make me feel, and it's just, oh, it feels good, and I'm so appreciative of it. Oh my mm-hmm. God, that.
Thank you for the topic.
Absolutely. Yo, that's my diva. She takes all the credit for this topic. I can't. I love the playing the game of the art of seduction, but this is her topic, man. And I'm glad she came up with it. Shit. Because y'all coming through. Oh, my God. I'm just like, I feel it, I'm tingling from my fingers. Yes, y'all taking me somewhere, and I want more. Oh my God, thank you so much, Diva. Man, that piece was awesome. We're gonna send you over there to the Love Lounge.
Thank you.
Tune in up when you get in there, and Kalinda will pull away for a second or two.
I'm only going to get it for a second because I know better.
Exactly. Y'all already know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All right. Diva?
Mm. One love, one mic, Diva.
One love, one
love, one mic. Ooh, good.
Are you ready for a station ID?
I was just getting ready to say that so I can breathe. Go on, girl. Yes, please.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Mary and Joseph.
Well, there's some more trouble coming, Diva. I don't know.
Oh God, who we got up next? I don't have the name program, but I'm gonna just mention the phone number. Ooh, we got area code 631, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Welcome.
It's me, Sir Richard, from Flatbush.
We knew it was you.
Why your number look different?
Because I am calling from my landline because it is much more stable and it allows me to do free things like be hands-free. Yay!
Okay, all right. That'll work.
Like, sound clear? Do I sound clear?
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
very cool.
You do.
Not low, am I? Am I low?
You're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Making sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All this raising questions and answers. Oh, my God.
Well, you never got to ask me that question first.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Javi, what is your idea of the art? Hey, what is your idea of the art of seduction? And then, how would you seduce your significant other or mate?
Okay, my art of seduction. Is including but not limited to a big steak dinner with seafood, banana pudding with Nilla's, like chestnut, a good back massage, someone who's going to take the ingrown hairs out in my chin. Let me see, how you seduce me. You gonna let me rub your fupa? Let me rub your fupa.
Hey.
Lord.
And buy some thick calves. Or just as long as you got calves, you're good. Let me see. All right. That's just me. And you got to be playing Neo Soul playlist that's carefully curated. And above all else, you have to be connected. We don't do random.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'll put sneakers on and I run. I run from everything that's not connected to me, so don't do it unless it's
you and that running.
Run.
I feel you. Definitely has to be a connection in order for me to initiate any romantic thing. It has to be a connection. I have to feel your energy is connected to mine. If I don't feel it, we could be friends.
I put my hand out, like, put her there.
All right.
The G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip handshake, here you go.
That's and I give a hell of a handshake. I'm trying to say, how you doing? That's how it'll be. Instead of what's up, it'll be how you doing.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. I'm excited though, because I already know we getting ready to get done in even more, Diva. Because yeah, look who is on the mic. Shit. You. Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. Humility is attractive, but please don't play for it.
Wait, who did that? Hello?
Me.
I didn't do that. Who's playing that? That's not me.
I swear I don't know where that's coming from.
Lord have mercy.
I don't know,
anyway,
but I thought it was a part of your thing, you know.
I did too at first.
No, I didn't do that. That had nothing to do with the kid. The kid did not know that.
That is part of your seduction ritual, the music.
We're going to do it, you know.
But not that, right.
Wait a second. I need to make sure I got the right one. Because I'm not looking. No, that's not it. That was Mary. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. That was Mary J. Blige. Sorry. Hold on. Can you hear that?
Yeah. And when you're ready, the mic is yours.
I don't like that. I'm sorry. That just wasn't giving me the vibes that I wanted, but I know it will give me the vibes. Don't make me push you up against this wall and take kisses from your face. Let me grace you gently. Feel my eyelashes against your cheeks like angel wings. Let me steal seduction from your neck. Squeeze your middle while a fiddle of your lips on shoulder blade. Let me wade in your aura. The perfumed essence of flora, the scent of our fauna, the back of your neck needs just as much attention as the sensitive parts of you. The heat and this air is sticky, but my hands feel like glue. They cannot leave or weave in between the sweat skin, fabric skin, the tragic circumstances that some man didn't understand your magic. He fucks you like a set list. It's over quickly before you can make a wish. Your true beauty is on the inside that manifests outside. The filament of amazing, the spirit electric, radiating and emanating an intelligence that makes me salivate to taste. While your physical goes to pace, we're about to rate. Started with the DM, the text, the mind sex, the way I can hear you smile on the line. The way that sunshine exhibits your fine, the way you spit those poems line by line, had me wanting to learn how to love you. While matrimony is your rhyme, she felt like peace and serene, like darkness, pitch black when sleep, her skin warm and growing wet with perspiration, perspective of a sensual imagination. And I love it in your eyes when you look at me and I can see how much you love me. I love it when you look away quickly and smile. I love it when you kissed me and said that I hate you, knowing that you feel me. And I was feeling the essence of me. I lied when you try to act like you're not equally as in love with me. I feel it when you feel when you were angry. I love it that we are both doing the same things when we are angry. Maybe it's the way that you disrobe, perfect like orange and purple sunset to see the star, the last embers of sunlight reflecting with a glistening reflection. I don't know if anyone has ever told you how perfect the space is between your eyes and your chin, how you make those lips speak arousal as they purse with curse of stealing intention, the kiss of breath, the soul, how you move your neck in a rhythm that makes my body contort. The courting of you will never be easy as my hand demands the payment of the curves of you. The physical monetary exchange to roam freely on your range, dividing with the underground wells, a repository of liquid passions, waiting to be dug out lustfully, languidly licked. My fingers are underneath the huff of the breath that you breathe. This is how your body wept, crying out under the sweet duress of my sure caress. What does your nipple say as they stand at my fingers and tongue's command upon entry to make my mouth complete? I want you as much as I can breathe. I want to be tired from putting my face in places that never seen sun. I know that you are shaven and cleaned yourself perfumed lightly so that the taste of skin doesn't sour my tongue. But it is the way that my tongue will run laps and laps, licking hungry because your moans are sexy. It is a way to display your face in passing disarray in the greatest play of seduction. Poem.
Oh, my God.
Oh, bang.
Oh, Lord.
God.
Yeah, I go again.
This is the time where I should have had some ice water.
Time. You know what? I'm sitting here listening to you spit, and I'm going through my different oils that I use, and it's just listening to you make my oil smell better. This is, oh, Lord.
Make the oil smell.
Mm-hmm.
The oil smell.
Well, I never wore this particular one, so, and yeah, y'all going to smell it at the poetry, John, that's for sure, because this should smell good.
Damn. So you smell good. Smell good.
Yeah. 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 But that piece. Oh, God, it's so many lines in there that I wanted to grab out of it, but every time I held on to one, here you come with another one. I'm like, oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all doing
know,
the
right?
same thing to me. Right? Oh, my mm-hmm. God.
Mm-hmm. Help us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And you have such a beautiful way of expressing your words. It's your voice. You have a zen quality in your tone that,
yes,
regardless of what you are saying, when you read your pieces, you just go into this calm state that just puts the listener at ease. And at the same time, I mean, you make a sister feel a certain kind of way, but it's so relaxing. And what better way to enjoy the seduction than to be relaxed? Whew, that was awesome. Thank you.
And for the record, Mojave, our nipples are just fine. Thanks very much.
Right? That part.
I looked down shirt. When he said that, I looked right down my shirt.
I'm like, damn.
I know. Yeah. I had to sit up. I almost fell off the couch on that one. I'm like, what? What?
Okay. All right.
I'm like,
I mean, we'll be out here wrangling nipples now. This is great. Nipple wrangler.
But see, Danielle was like, that voice. Danielle's right. You have that voice that is like the zen. You know, we can just go and listen half the night. But then when you say something like that, it makes me sit up. Mm-hmm. And then you keep going, and I feel I'm on the precipice of falling off my couch. Now, see. Anyway, that was the last chance. The last one. Yeah, that part. Anyway.
Yes. Well, we're going to put you over there in the love lounge. You can go sit next to Janice, because you know Poetic is probably hugged up in the corner.
I'm gonna go sit next to Zanice with her sexy tone sounding self and eyes. She put the eyes on you.
She does have beautiful eyes. She does. Before you go, we need to know, would you please enlighten us about what you have going on in the world of Epiphany?
Oh, boy. Let me see. What am I doing? Well, glad you asked me that question. Next Tuesday here on the Pippi Radio Universe, we present to you Fly Speak. We'll be doing our open mic of the evening. It is allowed for everybody else. We will have some special guests, of course. I believe we have D Librarian and a few other people that will be appearing. It is open mic, but it's the open mic before Philly, so we'll be talking a lot about this open mic, and we'll be talking about Philly and what's going to happen. So we're going to invite everybody from the travel group, everything, to get on this, and, of course, the Philly Radio to get in here and do the thing and talk about it, do some poems, and get excited, because this, we are approximately, we're 8 days out before the amazing and incredible gathering of incredible souls, dope-ass energy, and incredibly great fucking poetry. And I have to cuss all
that. Oh, my.
Forgive me for real.
Well, all
but
right.
Incredible. Fuckingly good.
All right. All right.
Did I say that?
Oh, wow. Well, honest. It's all
right. And, you know, so it's going to be really dope. We're going to be at the Bush on Friday.
Right.
You know, I drink some wine, a little bit of wine, a little hookah, and a lot of rock poetry with some interludes. And, of course, on Saturday, we are doing the incredibly Kick Spades and Shades or Rain. It's brilliantly filthy, featuring the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective. And, of course, the gathering of Epiphany Radio Universe, all in the same spot. It's going to be amazing, fucking amazing, fuckingly amazing. Hopefully that you'll be able to join us.
I'm so excited.
Check us out. It's going to be fucking amazing. And if you missed out,
alrighty, then.
It's not too late. Bring your happy ass. I'm sorry if you can't make it. But you're going to miss some good stuff. You're going to miss some good stuff. The energy's going to, we're going to take pictures. Matter of fact, we got a photo booth. take pictures, do all kinds of stuff. And you're going to be sick of us because we're posting all this shit on social media. Like, you should have had your ass here. You should have brought your ass. Don't miss out.
Right.
Don't miss out. You got time. You got time. You got 7 days to get it together. Get it together.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Okay, huh?
Yeah, VIP's like, all right. All right. Yeah.
I'm telling
you. Yo, VIP, my new nickname for you is Light Bright. You know why? Okay, Light Bright, you know why.
My goodness. All right, now.
Nobody knows the joke except us. Okay, Light Bright, nobody understands the joke. But we know the joke.
Yeah.
With your calm ass. She calm as a monkey right now. I like right we see you. Calm ass. Talking about I'm zen. If I'm zen, what the fuck is you? No.
Alright. Oh my goodness.
You know you calm because you smiling. You like feel like. Oh, giggling ass. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah,
he's right. Diva, he ain't right.
Diva,
he
ain't right. He can't help it. Before I open up this next mic, I'm going to bring the station manager back in here so he can station manage. Hey, Poetic, welcome back, love. Can we get the rundown for Epiphany, please?
Hold on one second, baby. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the White Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And our prompt is, I want to write poetry on your skin with my lips.
Oh, my God.
And then Friday night is the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host Keith, Eric, and Kimbrella Renee, and Sister Taraji at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host Poetic. Sunday night's the Inspiration Factory with your host Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly Poetic. Monday night is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is going to be Vla Speak with your host, Mojave. You just heard him. You know what it is. And then next Wednesday will be, oh my God, we'll be right back in here in the Erotic Love Zone with your host, Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Back over there with your lady. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Lord have mercy.
Wow.
I'm feeling kind of way tonight. Oh, God. All right, Diva, let's get to this next caller. We got, Mr. Dawood.
Well, hello.
Welcome to the Erotic
Love
Show. How you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, how you doing? I'm doing great.
Oh, wonderful.
We're hanging in there.
I can see. Okay. I don't necessarily have a piece, but I do want to talk about, this is a very passionate subject for me, which is seduction. And my thing is this. A couple of years ago, I read a book by Robert Greene, and the title of the book is The Art of Seduction.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody should know their seduction style. If you don't know your seduction style, then you may not have a full game plan in seducing your partner. And we all know that when you get past the initial chemistry, seduction is what keeps the relationship together. And
exactly.
So if I could, I want to read something to you, and then I'm going to tell you what my style is, and then I'm going to tell you how I operate in my style, and then I'm going to kirk out. So
please do.
It says, seduction is a game of psychology, not beauty, and it is within the grasp of any person to become a master at the game. A seducer does not turn the power on and off. Every social and personal interaction is seen as potential seduction. There is never a moment to waste. Seducers are not self-absorbed. Their gaze is directed outward, not inward. Pleasure is a feeling being taken past our limits or being overwhelmed by another person by an experience. Finally, seducers are completely immoral in their approach to life. Every seduction has two elements that you must analyze and understand. First, yourself and what is seductive about you. And second, your target and the actions that will penetrate their defenses and create surrender. Most virtue is a demand for greater seduction, Natalie Barney. Now, for me, when I listen to this book, I listen to the various different seduction styles, and then I saw myself, who I am is the charmer. And what I know about myself is, I'm going to read you a couple characteristics so I don't bore the crowd. I'm going to talk about how I do, and then I'm going to go. It says, charm is seduction without sex. Charmers are consummate manipulators, masking their cleverness by creating a mood of pleasure and comfort. Their method is simple. They deflect attention from themselves and focus it on their target. They understand your spirit, feel your pain, adapt to your moods. In the presence of a charmer, you feel better about yourself. Charmers do not argue or fight, complain or pester. What could be more seductive? So for myself, as Johnny said a couple of minutes ago, I'm not a shy person, but I'm more introverted till you get to know me. But once you get to know me, I become super quiet because I'm studying nuances about you that I know is going to drive you crazy. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite food? Where do you like to go? What are the greatest moments in your life? What are the life moments that were most pleasurable for you? And then I go to work trying to duplicate those things. Spending the night with you, I'm going to have towels in your favorite color, your favorite fragrance. The bath water is going to be the way you want it to be. All of these things go into the charm. Has nothing to do with sex. And once that person is ripe enough, that's when you go in for the kill. But going in for the kill has to be at the right time, because if you go to touch somebody and they're not totally ready for the seduction, you could screw the night up. And so the charmer starts working on you the minute they see you. If they have some kind of affinity for you or whatever, they start mimicking your ways. They start acting in certain ways that they know is going to touch you, because it's all about you. It's never about them. Unfortunately, the downside of being a charmer is that you focus so much on the partner that sometimes the partner forgets that you need to be focused on. And that's where a lot of times the problem comes for the charmer. But that, to me, is my seduction style. There's like seven different seduction styles, and all of them are very, deep when you analyze them. But to me, seduction is all about learning your partner's nuances and making them the center. If you make somebody the center of your universe, there's not too many people that can resist that.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that. I need to check that out. I was skimming on through the net earlier, and I came across that, but I didn't take the time to read the book. But I'm definitely going to check it out. And honestly, I know I have a combination of ways of being a seductress. And one of them is yes, I can be very charming when I want to, but it depends on the person that I'm connecting to or I'm trying to connect to that will bring out that particular type of seduction in me. So I appreciate that. That was dope. Thank you for that. You know, I ain't gonna get on you too bad, because usually I don't let people skate without a piece, giving us a piece. But because you came in with the information that you did, I'm gonna let it ride this time. But you ain't getting away with it no more. I'm telling you now. Don't make me come in your inbox. Yeah. Don't make me come in.
We're gonna see each other next week, so you can take it up with me then.
Y'all just bucking for a gut shot. That's what it is. Y'all bucking for a gut shot. It's all good, mm-hmm. though. It's all good. I don't choose violence. Not for real. I talk a lot of shit, but I'm not violent at all. No. I'm a squishy lovey.
let me say one last thing. To me, this is you. The ideal lover. You long for romance, adventure, lofty spiritual communion. The ideal lover reflects your fantasy. He or she is an artist in creating the illusion you require, idealizing your portrait. Indeed, one's attachment to a man depends largely on the elegance of his leave-taking. Casanova was perhaps the most successful seducer in history. Few women could resist him. His method was simple. On meeting a woman, he would study her, go along with her moods, find out what was missing in her life, and provide it. He made himself the ideal lover. The ideal lover is a rare in the modern world, for the role takes effort. You will have to focus intensely on the other person, fathom what she is missing, what he is disappointed by. People will often reveal this in subtle ways through gesture, tone of voice, and look and eye. Let that be a source of infinite opportunity. Be an oasis in the desert of the self-absorbed. Few can resist the temptation of following a person who seems so attuned to their desires to bring into life their fantasies. See how long that was.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, Dawu, thank you very much. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with Ma'avi, Poetic, and Janice. You might not get to Brother Poetic's attention right now because he hugged up with my mixologist, but it's all good.
It's all good. Thank you, ladies.
All right, thank you.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
I like that information that we just got. I hope y'all was listening and paying attention because there's a lot of truth behind that that bit of information he just gave us. Hey, Diva, how about what's the name? Did we just do one? I'm so discombobulated
right now. Yes, we have to do a station identification. All right.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Diva.
Wow. Yes.
Now, guess who is on the mic? Haven't seen him in a long while.
Yeah.
Or her. So let's bring him in, shall we?
Yes. All right. We got a blaze, about to blaze the mic. How you doing, love? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey, welcome.
What's happening with y'all? How y'all doing?
We're fine.
We're trying to get through this show. I'm so glad to hear your voice. It's been a minute. I understand what you've been going through, and I'm really, really glad to hear your voice tonight. Man.
I'm glad to be here, and, you know, yeah, I've been going through a lot, but God has sustained me and has given me back my voice for the poetry scene again.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That is what's up, definitely. That's awesome. Man, we about to get blessed because, you know, your wordplay is crazy, yo. But I have to ask you the question. what is your idea of the art of seduction, and how would you seduce your significant other?
I would say blindfold you as we walk into the house, you know, and hold your hand, guide you up the steps, you not knowing exactly what's going on and what I'm about to do. You hear bathwater running, and as you hear bathwater running, you're feeling something falling from the sky and just, you know, touching your shoulders and your body, you know, as I start taking your clothes off and at the same time feeding you strawberries and fluff, giving you some wine and grapes, and take you into the bathroom, carry you into the bathroom, really. And in carrying you to the bathroom, I lay you in the bathtub, which is buttermilk, rose petal buttermilk floating, roses and everything in the bathwater. And I take your blindfold off, give you somewhat of a massage. And then once I give you the massage, take you out of the bathtub, take you into the shower, throw you on top of my shoulders, and eat you out in the shower, and have you lay straddle on my back while I'm eating you out in the shower. And then as I gently get you down, I start grinding on you from the back. And as I'm grinding on you from the back and, you know, slide in real deep, a couple of strokes, get you out of the shower, and carry you in a somewhat of a leapfrog position while I'm holding your breath and your legs are straddling my neck, and I'm eating you out, walking back into the room and lay you down. And as you see what was flying off and hitting you on your shoulders were rose petals flying from a ceiling fan blade that was all through the house, while you smell the eccentric smells and the beautiful smells of a red lava citrus candles lit through the house, and get you into bed and make love to you all over again. Give you a full body massage, Swedish body massage, all over your body from your head down to your toes and all in between, and eat you out again, and just lay next to you and for a little bit and just watch your body do whatever it's doing as your vulva pulsates and all these other things are going on with you, and you have orgasmic explosions and things of that nature just because I'm blowing in between your legs. I'm not even going to touch you anymore. But that is my way to seduce a female into it happening.
Well, all righty then.
Wow.
My goodness.
That's not just
that's a lot.
Seduction. You just made love to her. You didn't, wow.
And
okay.
Over and over again.
You know what? I'm even more anxious now to hear your piece. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Yeah, you, her, you, and you. I truly do need soul. Come feed me, see Mo. You see, Mo four-way hazard insanity workouts, knocking the dirt out due to deep stroking you. Some back and your legs are going to straddle my back as I'm lifting you, getting all types of physical, whimsical, spinning you, honey dripping and skinny dipping you, gripping you, becoming mystical, putting the tip of this thick brick dick in you, then I'ma sit in you till I've deeply slipped in you. I'm talking slid off the grid in you, and it's crazy because I'm grinning too while I'm kissing you, turn over, girl, flipping you, tongue licking you, till I get you so soaking wet where you'll never be able to stop that drizzle boat. My plan is to cripple you, etch and sketch, erase, redraw, then scribble you. Next, you'll never be able to follow what I'm about to do as I configure to put this hurt out. But know this, I wanted to be the first mouth to be eating your earth out, all up in your river view, till I totally drain you of all your, ooh, you squirt out, to the point that if this were a fight, I was going to make this your worst bout. No making love to lust rotation slow. Bacon in your oven. Much more stuffing all this banana loving deep down in your love bin. I'm talking the innermost core of your buttery cream peach flavored muffin. Taking turns 3 and 4 times over till I blow your motor and you both are nicely tucked in from half a shift of monstrous fucking now. Let's move to the other two doing things, boo, that'll make the deceased want some of this meat. Turning in their graves all backwards, performing overly active backflips, one going in, giving me all types of do-nah blowjobs. Her main objective is and was to go rob me blind of all my ejaculating responsibilities. And right now, she's feeling kind of silly, see? Not knowing a billion me's or bringing to ruin all her internal utilities. While taking this petite little mini thing making mess while he's held in sheer nakedness and I'm not at any point, and I do mean not at any point, am I wasting breath. Yeah, this is me, dog. And if you can picture her as leapfrog, then you can see her legs straddle my neck, button forward thrust, airplane takeoff. Cupping her breasts, and you can see I'm starving, eating my face off while you've no choice but to push all that gush about your bush. And I know you wish I'd shush, but I don't care. Nah, I ain't forgot you down in there. You got this mountainous bed that displays fixed sprays of pleasure, squishing and mushing all up in your cushion. I love your cushion, and I can tell you love my cooking. It's all in your looks, and I know you wasn't ready for this side of my world. You wasn't privy to this, but I'm so thrilled that when I get up in you, I'm guaranteed to make you burrow in my burrow, having your mind running crazy like a crack addict squirrel due to beating that thing up till it turns into a pearl, turning your yogurt into sherbet, then blending into multitudes of sculptures, boo, of ice cream swirls. Next time, do me a favor and bring some more of your girls. Come back. Matter of fact, run back so that I can run some cum on their back, understanding me? Quicksand and she expanding deep down in your canopy. I'm talking Phantom League insanity, give you all this vanity from the man in me that's guaranteed to leave you effed up visiting my planet, see, haphazardly. But the crazy thing is you'll return, but you'll need that burn. Yearning from what you've learned, saying you earned your turn, meeting adjourned. Had to let him damage me from this workout, the four-way hazard, insanity. And when I'm done, you're going to need the entire hospital staff. Call your doctor and your nurse out. From being burnt and turned out, they'll ask, what's the cause of death? Four-way hazard, insanity, workout. What? What's the cause of death? Four-way hazard, insanity, workouts. Blaze.
Whoa.
Yo. Okay. You know what? You talk about doing a lot of damage. Woo. Okay, Blaze. I thought we was going to get the mic, Blaze. And that you did.
I mean, he jumped from the production right on in. Woo!
Yeah. You don't pull no punches, do you?
None. Jeez. None. All righty. Very deliberate. Woof. But anyway, wow. Yes, please. Thank you so much for stopping through. I mean, we appreciate you, man. And good
thank
hearing
you.
From
thank
you, really.
For having me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
and know that you are in my prayers, Lord, always. Yeah?
Absolutely. All of us, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yep. All right, so we're going to usher you into the Love Lounge now. So with that, we say one love, one mic.
One love,
thank
one
you.
Mic.
Thank you. One love, one love.
All right, Diva. Ooh-wee. Yeah. Let's bring in the next caller. Please, let's bring in the next caller.
All right. 912, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Oh, we're okay.
All
How
right.
are you?
How are you? You know
funny.
What? You're going to stop playing his mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How did you
sound
like that? What's
what
up?
I said
hello, hey.
All I said, man.
What's good,
what
man?
Hey,
everything. Yeah. I see Blaze up to his usual shit.
Yeah.
God damn.
Ooh.
Got me
right.
going on.
Yeah.
I don't want to get back to him. That was kind of
yeah.
That was plain. That nigga said some shit. I mean, I can't tell whether he wanted to make love to the girl or do the ass. B.I.P., how you feeling?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I talked about doing it. No, but
where
good,
you been?
Man.
Where have you been? Where you been, Mister?
Oh, you
been
out here?
We're missing you.
I'm good.
Where you been? Mm-hmm. Been a long time. Don't get me singing it.
Oh Lord!
Right.
I just stopped in to say hello, you know, because I ain't been around, so I want to check in on my ladies. So y'all
all right.
You just stopped in to say hello. That like hello.
Don't
put
don't
make
me call him later.
What
you mean you just stopped in to say hello? Because, see, I know you ain't been around in a while, but we got to ask you the question of the evening.
Okay.
What is your idea of the art of seduction, and how would you seduce your significant other?
What is my idea of the art of production? And how will I produce my significant other? I think if it's done right, I think production would be in the morning. First thing I'm going to do is say, good morning. Second thing I'm going to do is call you in the middle of that day. How was your day going? Now, when you get home, that's when the juicy shit will start. But it's simple. There's an acronym to describe this. KISS. Keep it simple. So I'll say this.
Okay.
Sensual massage.
Mm-hmm.
Soft speak. Some more massage.
Mm-hmm.
Lay down. Just that simple.
I hear that.
It's like tenderizing a steak. You don't want no rough.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know rough, tough ass.
Mm-hmm.
They want your meat to be tenderized. I got a tenderized meat. Let it soften it up.
Mm-hmm.
Let it marinate. Kiss on it a little bit. Rub on. Get it soft. marinate, because I could have tricked.
All right.
You right about that.
Oh, here we go. I ain't gonna play with y'all.
All right, well,
I ain't gonna play with y'all.
The mic is
there. It's real short. It ain't a long short.
It don't matter. The mic is
there. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
It's been too long for me. I love it when you rub it like a lamp until my jeans are damp, bring that genie out of me. She said, go ahead and grab a seat. I'm about to bend this thing in half after this pink around your staff. So I gave her those Moses doses. Watch my dick shin disappear, hocus pocus. Begging her pardon, parting her red sea. Give it to me. She pleaded past wants and desires. She needed it. Busted open, operation operating. Appendages entangled seductively, cooperating. Got feet fidgeting, waist wriggling, anticipation. Feeling like apartments. Left her with a complex from entering her space. I placed that thing deep like a codex. Scribe. My name was a papyrus, left the depths of her walls golden. Rolex, you could see my soul through her iris. But she snatched that for the life of me. I'm surprised I had a soul left. Slowly she crept, melodically, treble cleft, seductive punches. She climbed my tree past the height of me, took us to a place where there were no levels left. People.
All right, now.
Hey, you surprised you had a soul left? Damn. What's she do to you? That's all right. I like that drawing. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Eva, what you got?
You know what?
Quickly, for injection.
Eva, you still here?
Yes, I am. You know what? Let me tell you something, sir. I am happy that you stopped through, and the piece, no matter how short it was a bomb. And I'm glad you came through for real, because I am really happy to hear from you. Don't stay away. Don't stay away. All right.
I don't want to do that. I'll come see y'all tomorrow.
All right.
I'm gonna hold you to that. You know how I am, right? Dope piece, though. Thank you for calling in and getting us that. You know, we miss you around these parts.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's good to be missed.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. All right, darling. All right,
y'all. One love, one mic. Shout out to Christmas.
All right, then. One
love,
one mic.
Big head brother Larry. And the whole Tiffany family. I heard there's some new blood on this Epiphany. Why don't we come through and visit and touch their son?
Yeah. Absolutely. We got new additions to the family. Thank you so much. All right.
Yes,
buddy.
Man. Y'all be good, man.
All right. One love, one mic. Dang, Diva.
What's up? Appreciate that. We're about to get treated even more. Do you see who's up next on the mic?
I do. This is the New York City Poet Laureate, I'm sure. All right. Bring him in, Diva.
Hey, Bob. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you doing tonight, Taylor?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hello? It's good to be on your show. Good evening, ladies. How are you?
We do good.
That is so nice. I'm glad. What's going on?
Okay.
Miss Danielle, you and I have to have a conversation. So that just know that this that conversation's coming.
Oh,
oh Lord.
Well, anyway.
Because Diva, she be acting up. She be acting up, and sometimes you know we gotta have that conversation because family we talk. I don't be yelling because I'm afraid of y'all. I just want to talk.
What?
And I want my 2 foot long sandwich. When I come to Philadelphia, I want my 2 foot long sandwich.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm not playing. I want.
Okay.
I wouldn't deny you any food, no matter how much you yelled or how mad I got at you. I would not deny you feeding. Feeding 2 foot sandwich. I need a 2 foot sandwich. Cut that puppy in half and taking it back to New York and put it in the oven so you get nice and crispy and be hot and stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Put that joint in the trunk. I ain't got to share with nobody because after you eat that sandwich, you need a cleanse.
All right.
Okay.
Can I give you some advice, though, once you get it?
Go on.
You plan on taking it back with you. Bring a cooler.
Oh.
Because you want to keep it, you want to keep it cold. Bring a cooler with some ice or something in it so you can keep it cold until you get back to your crib and make it do what it do. Okay. It's just some advice. Okay.
I don't have a cooler that's that big. The last time I just put it on the dashboard and just put the other half in the seat and gave it a seat belt and drove home.
Wow.
It's a big sandwich. I was like, don't nobody understand you.
I know. I'm just giving you some good advice here. Okay.
People was like, what do you have in the car? Like my boot thing.
Oh, no.
Not the sandwich, just this boot thing. I can't
wait.
I was hungry. And the food, it's a big sandwich, and I got to have that. It's a big sandwich.
That it is. And it's so good.
It's a big sandwich.
A big sandwich.
No,
it really
is.
So how you doing?
We're doing okay.
All right. I like that. All right.
All right.
What are we talking about this evening? All right.
We are talking about the art of seduction. And what is your idea of the art of seduction? And how would you seduce your mate?
Woo! The art of seduction. You know, very, very sexy phone play can be seductive. Because you're putting suggestive thoughts in a person's mind. And you're touching them in places, and they're like, okay, I see you. And that's kind of hot when you can seduce somebody intellectually. You gotta be able to bring it physically. You can touch them like that, and it's all nice, and y'all having sexy, dirty conversations, and. Then they like, oh shit, and you nasty in person? Oh, America's great.
Absolutely. You know what? That leads to mental stimulation. The words
Yes.
The wordplay, good conversation. Oh, man, you can't beat it. I'm trying to tell you. I'm a mental chick. I know I talk a lot, but trust me, I'm taking notes. I'm feeling vibes, all of that. I'm yes, yes, I love it, yes. That's what I'm talking about. So that's how you would seduce your significant other?
That's one way. I got a couple of them, but that's one.
Okay.
That's
one. It'll work from there.
We'll start with me talking shit in your ear and see what we can do from there.
Do you focus on your tone as well?
Do I focus on
your tone of voice? Your tone.
Tone is everything.
Voice.
Tone is everything. You got to be able to say some fly shit that they're gonna be receptive to. So the tone's got to be there. And if the tone is there, everything else will answer itself.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. My diva had to go, so you got me. Okay.
Oh, shit now. So Digga, since I got you, don't tell nobody what I'm about to talk to you about. It's just me and you, all right?
Okay.
Cool. So where were we now that we're alone?
Uh-oh. We were talking about tone. Everything. Like, the reason I ask that, because you have a way of saying certain words that starts with the letter F, and you, I can't think of the word right now, what you do with it, you punctuate it. Can I say punctuate?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good when the way that you say it, don't nobody say it like you, and all the ladies love it, including myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you do.
It does something for us. It really, really does. It's just something about the way that you say it. I can't describe it. Mm-hmm. I wish I could simplify it. That would cheapen it. So I'm going to just leave it at that.
Mm. Okay. Far be it from me to argue. Far be it from me to argue. If whatever that is, melt your butter, well then shit, let's continue to melt your butter, baby.
That'll work. That'll definitely work. Don't you jump up here on me.
I still want my sandwich when I come to Philly.
You gonna get your damn sandwich when you come to Philly. I will make sure you get your
folks
sandwich.
Gonna
want
to have a whole lot of conversation and be like, oh my god, it's good to see you. I'm like, yeah. Now, yeah, we need to go get my sandwich. Like I can talk to y'all tomorrow. I need to get that sandwich right now, though.
You gonna get your sandwich, and guess what? To guarantee it. Okay, this is a personal guarantee. For real, it's gonna make sure we head to the right spot. Okay.
All right.
For sure.
You know, I can always hear poetry. I can't. I ain't always in Philadelphia. When I am, I need to get my grub on. So if I can get a grub, I'm good. Everything else, I can move past that chumpy. I need to get my grub going.
Now
I'm
you know
saying.
What I haven't
I'm
heard the
saying.
Word chumpy
I'm,
in years. That is a silly word too. Chumpy, that definitely. You bring back memories. Yes.
Come on now. When I tell your brother was in Philly, I was in Philly. I wasn't visiting. I was in Philly. Don't ask what I was doing. I was in Philly.
Don't ask. Okay. Ask me no questions. I tell you no lies. I hear them.
I'm trying to tell you. You know, he would be like, what was you doing in Philly? He's like, you mind your business. You mind your business.
So, wait, let me ask you another question about the art of seduction. Do you have one particular method that you use, or does it depend on the person that you're connecting with?
It would depend on the person.
Okay.
Different people bring out different fantasies that you would like to invoke. So if this is someone that you really got the hots for, you want to stand in front of a mirror in the bathroom or the hallway and have them describe what you're doing to them, and they can't close their eyes. You got to watch the whole thing while you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, and they're watching you in the mirror. That leads to other stuff because it's kind of hot. You're like, hey, you can't talk nice. You got to tell me whatever the fuck it is, whatever you're feeling. And however it goes down, it goes down. Because when you pull punches, you're not giving me you. So don't pull no punches. Tell me what you're feeling. Tell me what you like me doing to you. If I'm kissing your neck and pulling your hair, and you looking at this kind of shit in the mirror, tell me what it is. Because I'm only going to do more shit to turn you on. I'm only going to touch you in more places. I'm only going to pull, kiss, lick, bite, and nibble in different places. But the key to this one, and it's just this particular one, you got to watch. You can't close your eyes. Because the minute you close your eyes, you fade away into whatever that seductive piece is, because now you concentrate on the words. You're not concentrating on what this shit looks like.
Do you keep eye contact the whole time?
Hell yeah. In some cases I won't, but for the most part, I need to know you're getting turned on, because if you're getting turned on, it's about to go down.
I hear it.
You need to know to what level you're going to let me take this.
Wow.
If I whisper in your ear that I can't wait to taste you, but I'm doing all this other shit to you, and in between that I'm touching you in places and touching you in other spots and asking you to tell me how another dude don't touch you the way I touch you. Yeah.
Lordy.
I want to know. No.
Absolutely.
This is the hottest shit in the world. You making a woman watch you seduce her in the mirror, and she's looking at herself sucking on your finger while you nibbling on her neck, and you pulling her hair with your other hand. This shit is hot.
Oh my God.
And you whisper some real filthy shit in her ear, like, I'm just starting. Don't come yet. You want more? Tell me what you want. And if you're a dude and you're doing stuff to a woman, and you tell me what you want, and she can't say some shit like whatever you want, because now I'm riding with no brakes. But when you tell me what you want, when we're in that moment, you're aiding, you're my co-defendant in all this seduction.
I definitely understand that. Lord. Okay. Been left in here alone with you. Oh, my God. I appreciate it, though. I do. I truly, truly appreciate it. Wow. I'm looking at certain... Never mind.
No, why? Say it.
No. I don't want to... No. It's a good thing, though. It's not a bad thing. It's just everything ain't for radio.
Yeah.
Everything ain't for radio, baby.
Wow. You sound like you're in very good spirits today, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Did you have a pleasant day?
Actually, no, my day sucked, but I got a chance to hang out with y'all for a couple of minutes, so I'm good.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
The people that you're cool with, they don't deserve that energy that you dealt with during the day. Bring them something different.
I feel you
so,
on that one.
I'm bringing you nothing but the hotness.
Ooh, well, speaking of bringing the hotness,
mm-hmm.
well, I say delicious. What
mm-hmm.
did you bring
you think delicious
me? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know you brought some.
I'm trying to bring the kind of poetry to make you suck on your finger while I'm telling you stories in the dark.
Ooh. Hmm. Well, I guess, you know what? I ain't got no choice but to say the mic is yours.
Mm. Listen to this. Let me say words to you that may never be said again, and I hope that they find a way to your heart again. Allow me, if you will, the opportunity to be something more than a mere fling, a fly-by-night of something just to do when there are things about me that beckons just to be close to you. I mean, take one of my earplugs, and let's listen to the harmonious plucked strings of broken harps that sound like the enchanted changes that of intended sounds of the initial intent of musical bliss that sounds like our lips when we're kissing and makes it better like this. And as we speak words in sheer silence, but our steps are in unison, one slow dance at a time, one kiss at a time, one musical magical note at a time, one beat at a time, line by line, you're all mine, mine, all mine. Will you be mine? Can I have you tonight? Is that fine? Then I begin to whisper. I begin to whisper soft words of what you do to me and how you make me feel as you smile with closed-eyed delights because you love the growing bulge, and rather than indulge, you accept the offer of potential. That something this big may bring with more slow pelvic grinds in tune with the music that we both enjoy, and your perfume and my cologne entices us far more pheromonously. And we just dance in a pattern unbeknownst to us that turns out to be ritualistic. Ritualistic in shapes that are carved out to resemble ancient lovers that softly strum each other's egos. Until the music has stopped and hours has passed and the warm liquid that drips from your mouth from so much kissing has been consumed at your jugular as it slowly drips down your neck in the middle of this dance that tilts your head back as I put my fingers deeper into your mouth for you to suck on while I bite your neck, enjoying this dance from behind, listening to those soft songs all over again. Pin you to the wall and attempt to figure out whether or not you had diamonds trapped in your throat with the tip of my tongue, because tonight is the night that we share each other and enjoy each other, grind on each other, and enjoy being us. Poem.
Wow. Wow. It's so many. Oh, my God. You know what? God. Things that you say you are going to do, the what word can I say? Oh. The way that you talk about entertaining and occupying her time, it's just wonderful. It just makes me sit back and lean my head on my hand, my fist, and just feel like, I look up and I smile, like, it's almost bliss. It's, you know, you put the woman in a blissful state, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing, man. I love your poetry. Oh, my God. And you just, I can't think of the right words.
No.
But I love the
sometimes,
speech, man.
Sometimes it comes out cool. No, sometimes it comes out pretty nice. Oh, thank you.
Are you downplaying your poetry? Really?
No, ma'am.
No, I agree.
I like what I write.
Okay, yeah.
I do indeed.
I love what you write, so don't think
sometimes it comes out cool.
Really, dude? Don't kill my mood, please. I'm in a mood. Don't do that. Don't do that. You are an exquisite writer and an even better reciter. So don't do that, please. I'm such a fan. Really, I love to listen to you perform your pieces, honestly. And tonight is no exception. All of your pieces. I can't even say there's one piece of yours that I just did not like, because I loved from day one, from the first time I heard you spit, I'm like, yo. Wow. Okay. I want to be like him when I grow up. Really. Seriously.
Thank you so much.
Seriously. I've learned about my flow, my word usage. It's a lot I've learned from you, and I appreciate it. So please don't come around me like that, trying to downplay. Okay. I'm not having it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Now you're going to make
yes,
me feel violent. Okay. I'm not a violent person. Okay. But I'm just saying. I got tendencies.
Mm-hmm. You know I hear.
But that was awesome. And before I let you get up out of here, can you please, I gotta hear it again. I've heard it before, and I've read it, but I need to hear it one more time. What you got going on?
One more again?
One more again. Please, in the Tiffany world.
Let me tell you something. Tomorrow night is Thursday night. Tomorrow night is a get down. Tomorrow night is going to be a really, really cool show. Let me tell y'all why. I get to hang out with a cat named Van Men. Y'all might know him as Poetic. I'm a lucky dude because people didn't know I know him. But I get to hang with him for a couple of hours. But tomorrow is romanticism at its best. Tomorrow night, we want you to write poetry to a particular prompt. And that prompt is, I want to write poems on your skin with my lips. And then go from there. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips. That shit sounds sexy, and I can't wait to hear what kind of sexiness y'all bring, because when y'all hear what me and Van got in store, this is just the beginning. Your summer is about to turn up when it comes to poetry. I guarantee you and I promise you, this is going to be so dope. Please tune into the Get Down tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Epiphany Radio Universe. Get Down.
Van Meadows, John Robinson, Poetic, Wise Son, Light Skin Privileges, Dark Skin Privileges, All Poetry, Sexy as Fuck.
I don't know who came up with that topic.
I love it.
I want to write poetry on your skin. Really? That has got to be the sexiest prompt by far. Damn, I'm so anxious to get my pen and have it touch space with my paper for this prompt. Because that, y'all about to have us create magic. I know it. I can feel it. I can just feel it. Feel it coming through. So,
it's going to be something delicious.
I know the fuck it is. I know it is. Oh, my God.
It's going to be something delicious. Ooh, sweet baby Jesus.
It's putting me in a mood. I got words swirling around in my head right now. It's putting me in a mood, man. I'm trying to tell you. Where's my pen? This is not something I can type on my tablet. I have to feel the pen in my hand. Do you ever have to just feel the pen in your hand and watch the ink flow?
Every night, baby. Every night.
Okay. So you feel me? You understand what I'm saying? It's just, it bees like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It really does.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well.
So.
Jay,
that's what we're doing tomorrow. Yes, ma'am.
No, go ahead.
I got one question before I leave. You hear me very clear? I'm wearing these new earbuds, and I just need to know if I'm heard very clear, or do I sound muffled, or do I sound like I'm in an empty room?
No, you sound clear. It's a little bit lower, but it's very clear, very clear.
Cool. So as long as you can hear me clearly, we're good to go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's all good, love. It's all good. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Yes, it is.
I appreciate you taking my call.
I'm excited. Man, please, stop playing. You made me forget what I was going to finish saying now. Saying that. But it's all good. It's all good. The pleasure was all mine. Absolutely. But It's last call for alcohol. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. Your brother's over there hugged up in the corner with Kalinda. Mojave's over there. Janice is over there. Dawood is over there.
I'm going to pretend Blaise I don't know none there. Of them guys because they be acting up when it comes to the ladies. So I'm going to find my own fun because they be acting up, especially Van and Mojave. They be jumping across the table. So they ain't going to poke me in the eye.
No comment. I'm not going
to. I'm just saying.
Oh God. All right, love. Thank you so much. And
I
want
you
to
too.
Enjoy the rest of your evening. One love.
I'm
gonna
do my best. One love and one mic. Until we meet again.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was J-Rob's Wise Son. We have had a fantastic show. And I appreciate every last one of you, from the beginning poet to the last one of the evening. You guys make this show every single time. You never disappoint. Your uniqueness, your individuality is all what makes this show so great. And we wouldn't have it without you. So thank you.
I want you to continue to respect one another, love each other, and get that good relationship going with yourself. Where spirit lies, that's where you get all your answers, solve your problems. And with that, oh, I got to thank my diva. She had to roll out. She had something to handle. The show don't work without her, too. So thank you, diva. Safe travels and whatever you're doing. I love you guys. With that, I'm going to say peace.
Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on us. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's it's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Tried to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's I need you every day, believe me when I say it. Like I want you. You. Even if it's thank you.